This is Mike Joslin and Meldrum Petrie at the
Madison
Hyatt Senior Center with your oral history report.
How do you do, boys? I'm Jean Davis, and this is Bernice Kyle.
Hi, I'm Mike Joslin. This is Meldrum
Petrie.
All right, I need your name.
Bernice Kyle. B-E-R-N-I-C-E.
B-E-R-N-I-C-E.
B-E-R-N-I.
I wrote my name down.
K-Y-L-E.
Your address?
536 West Parker, Madison Heights.
A little story.
Are you writing your name?
No, this is for them.
Oh.
They really are supposed to ask us those questions.
I didn't want to write nothing like that.
How long have you lived in Madison Heights?
Let's see, about 25 years.
About 22 months.
And prior
that would be
to
a year.
This, we lived in Hamtramck, Michigan. I was born in Hamtramck.
Want me to spell for you?
No, I don't need to write down your
spell. Oh, okay. That's right. And we moved to Madison Heights because my husband was working for Chrysler Missile.
Would you like to just put a year and 6 months? That would be probably a little easier.
It was quite a distance, so we bought a house closer to his job.
Where did you live before?
I come here from Pennsylvania, and before that, I lived in Arkansas.
Well, where did you come from before you moved to Michigan? What state? Texas?
No. I have lived in Pennsylvania.
Hamtramck, Michigan.
H-A-M-T.
H-A-M-T. R-A-M-C-K.
But Arkansas was my home.
Why did you move to Madison Heights? Why did you move to Madison Heights?
To live with my son and his wife.
Yes. I told you that. Because
where'd you go to school in your little area?
El Paso, Texas. L E L and then H is capital. Capital E L, capital T A S O, Texas. That's right on the border of Mexico and New Mexico.
I attended, am I supposed to talk right into this?
What was it when you were 11 years old?
But then,
what was it like when you were 11 years old?
When I was 11 years old.
It was last grade and high school.
Well,
L.A.
It, of course, I lived in the city, so everything was quite modern. I went to very good schools, and they had a very good educational system. And I lived with my aunt because I didn't have a mother and a father. Am I going too fast for you now?
No.
What was it like when you were 11 years old?
All right, when I was 11 years old, I'll take you back to our class.
Softball.
We had 15
You mean while I was
class.
11 years old, what kind of games
there?
And
then we row upon row of dice.
Well, of course, I like girl games, you know, like playing jacks and bouncing the ball, you know, the little
in the classroom.
Game we had when little things to say when you bounce the ball.
Because I was attending a parochial school. We always... It seems to me I loved all the
games
I
had. I don't remember all of them, but it
very
was,
gentle.
You know, just kid games.
And
of course, going to school,
we dressed differently
I played
from
on
the way
school
you dressed
ground,
today.
And
we had
we
to make sure our shoes were clean. We never wore tennis shoes.
And we had every day we had
confidence.
We took exercise to build up our body every day.
Later, when we were young,
what did you do for entertainment?
I think we were all too poor to.
What did I do for entertainment?
Yeah. So we wore
at home.
Never any slacks.
At home. At 11,
we were taught religion.
And
we were always taught to be kind to each other. Very important.
I listened to the radio.
To
of course, we didn't have no TV then. It was just strictly radio. And I played with the neighborhood children. And every Saturday we went to show. We had a cereal.
Since there was
the
no
Green Archer,
well, there was
and we wouldn't miss,
we
it,
older,
miss it for
but
anything.
Of course, no television. Really we
exciting.
Really relied upon ourselves.
And,
so we played baseball.
Of course, we went swimming.
And Jack's.
And all of us children in the neighborhood.
Definitely.
We played together, games, hide and go seek and so forth. Am I giving you enough?
Hide and seek. I've written it all here somewhere, but I don't remember where it is.
What did you do on a typical Saturday when you were growing up?
What did I do what?
What did you do on a typical Saturday when you were growing up?
Yeah. Oh, well, I had to help with the housework.
Okay, that's
I helped clean house.
Tell us about your entertainment.
And of course, on Saturdays, all of us neighborhood children would get together and go to town. And
to go to
and see the show
we had to,
that we
what they call Warsaw
like
Park,
I said the cereal
Green
Archer every Saturday
Swiss Valley Park
and
every Sunday the whole family would
I
board the bus
skated
in front
I forgot
of the,
to say I skated
school
I loved it
and
skating.
We'd all go
and of course
on
we had excited
about our picnic basket
and
we listened to the radio also. But it seems not as much when I was young. I do recall my dad liking
I can't think
Eddie
of anything
Cantor.
Else.
And
I did
a program. They used to call him
Do you remember
Angel
your family's
Eyes
first car?
My husband.
And Jack
your family's
Benny,
first
we listened
car.
To Fibber McGee and Raleigh.
Oh, well, no, we didn't have a car because I didn't live with my family.
Well, I mean,
an old maid aunt, and we did not have a car. But we had streetcars. And I rode the streetcar all the time, and it would take me everywhere I wanted to go, downtown,
when you were growing up.
To
well,
church, to
Sundays,
and
as I say, we went on picnics,
school.
And as we grew older, we used
and,
to have dances in dance halls, and those dances were always crowded.
Well, that's all they had at that time, that's
time.
All that we had to ride. Of course, later we had buses, but then that come later.
What is the most interesting story about your life that you
Our
would like
movies.
To share
we
with
went
us?
To the movies. We listened
you
to
know,
the
like,
hit parade
what
on radio.
When you were younger, like the space shuttle and stuff.
When I was growing up. Interesting story.
Do you remember your family's first car?
Oh, our family's
first
I can give
and only car was a star
when,
car.
When my mother and father separated.
And, I've seen pictures of it.
I had a sister.
In the wintertime,
I went with my father.
He took me to Texas. Cold, he snapped the curtains onto the
My sister remained with my mother
I, yes,
up
I am.
In Idaho.
G-L-A-S-S.
And over the
Glass.
Years, I lost track of her.
Stoves.
I didn't know
All
where she
had
where she
windows.
Was, if she was alive, or if she was dead. And then after several years,
we
got word that my mother had passed
west
away.
Side. We lived on the east side,
and
of course, to
come and get
my
sister.
And uncles.
And after all those years, we were united.
Because
we were
every time
back together again.
Long ride
and I had to go to Wyoming to get her. And we couldn't bring her home right away because there had to be a process of court.
How
and,
did you get around before you had
We stayed with the sheriff and his wife
think?
That night.
We
and we laughed because we said we were staying in jail.
Mostly
they had
walked,
the jail
or
right there.
There were streetcars. I remember the
Is this interesting enough? Because
Claremont.
I really don't have too many interesting things to. Yeah. And so we talked and talked and talked because we started making up. And it was wonderful to get back together again after all those years.
You were, like,
and right now she's
well,
living in New Mexico, and I went to see her this summer. And we had lots
nursing
of fun
school, St. Joseph's Hospital.
She is 70 years old, and I'm 71.
College of Nursing.
So we've been together quite a number of years after our not being together. Now then, is that going to be difficult for you to put together?
Okay.
Do I need to give you any other facts?
1942.
What is the most important thing that has happened to you in your lifetime? What is the most important thing that has happened in your life?
Well, the most important thing was, I guess, getting
graduated.
Married.
In 1942.
Getting married.
And became an Army nurse in 1945. I joined the Army Nurse Corps.
And I had three children. They grew up in Arkansas.
What is the most important thing that has happened in your lifetime?
Well, becoming a nurse is very important to me, and marrying my husband and my
and
four
of course,
children.
My four grandchildren are very, very important to me.
Do you have any pictures or newspaper clippings that you would like to share with us for our booklets?
No, I really don't, because they might not be interesting in your book, considering that I don't have any pictures of around here. I did have a few that when I was a little girl or something like that, but I don't think it would be interesting in your book.
Okay.
That's the reason I didn't bring anything, because since I lived in a different place.
That you could share.
Well,
are you still married?
I'm a widow.
To show you a few things, I don't know if you would recognize this. What do you think this is?
I'm sorry, I don't have anything to show you, because I feel like you're kind of losing out with me. I was afraid that you would.
That's okay.
I can just tell you things.
How do you compare Madison Bay to any other city you've ever lived in?
Oh,
have you ever seen a stove?
It's delightful. Yes. I have really enjoyed being up here.
Of course.
And
is that right? Okay. Now I talked about Isinglass before.
Coming to the senior citizen center. Has really made a difference
Nothing
in my life.
See through. Now in the
I enjoy all the ladies.
Up all
I never.
I,
we didn't have a center like this where I come
up. Heat in the room.
So it has been very interesting and very.
Here's
well,
in fact,
I just hate to leave. I've enjoyed it so much.
You can walk
How do you
into
compare
a store
Michigan
like
to the other state?
And the aroma of it just.
Well,
really, it would smell so good in there. You could smell.
Of course, in Texas, everything's big.
Sauerkraut, and even candy and that mixture.
I enjoyed living in Texas.
I don't know where they have any stores.
It's a great place to live.
It's
a big city. And has lots of history.
Yes. Were you able to
Of course, I like living in El Paso.
Good.
El Paso is a very big city. And, of course, that's right next to New Mexico. And New Mexico is not very well populated.
Right.
It's a kind of a
to do this.
A lot of open
this is
land.
Held in the kitchen.
And it had its favorite outlaw, if you've ever heard of Billy the Kid.
On Friday. It was great.
And
we put a little towel
now,
over the
Arkansas
floor,
is a rather small state, but I enjoyed living there. and then when I moved to Pennsylvania, that is a very beautiful state. I lived in a small rural town.
Potato chips.
But the scenery is perfectly beautiful, and I enjoyed it very much.
Slice them up really thin,
but
get a skillet, put lots of grease in the skillet.
If I had my choice, I'd remain right here in Michigan, because
those are our chips. Salt them up.
I think that I enjoy it best of all right here. And I take classes too. Coming to the Senior Citizen Center.
And of course,
I study math and social studies.
She's sitting next to the stove, and there's the old woodbox. A boy like your age.
You know, we never get too old to learn.
Would have to keep that woodbox filled.
And
in
one class where we take trips, which is very interesting, because I get to see a lot of places that I have never seen before. Now then,
I hope that I'm making this interesting for you. I'd hate to think that you had to write a story and it wouldn't be very good.
And this is where the oven would be. We didn't have a thermostat to regulate safety.
You're a little compared to the house.
You more or less have to learn.
Well, like I said, I lived in the city.
And of course, we had a very modern house.
And once you learned your oven,
I had all the modern conveniences. And
in the house. Here's another.
I would say it compared. Of course, the houses I think are much prettier and all, but they were very comfortable.
We slept 8 years to a hut in the middle.
I wouldn't want to trade the houses now for the one there.
So a soldier would come every morning about 5, start up the fire so that it would be warm when we got up. Any other questions about the old time?
I'm just trying to think of something that would be of interest to you, but I can't.
Fireplaces,
I can't think of anything.
Important.
Of course, in El Paso, they have a big army post there, Fort Bliss.
Huge.
And being on the border of Mexico, that was there a long time ago. They had they would have revolutions over there, and to protect the United States or El Paso. And a long time ago, they had an outlaw that took over Mexico called Pancho Villa, and he conquered Mexico, and he was going to come in and conquer the United States until our army came out and took him over and showed him that he was.
And
have you ever been in any other countries in the United States?
I can't hear you.
Have you ever been in any other countries than the United States?
Well, no place except Canada. I never had been in Canada until I came up here, of course.
Well,
and I didn't go very far.
Army, I was in England,
but
Scotland,
outside of Mexico, I have not been. But I've done a lot of traveling, and I've been in a lot of states here in the United States.
After we were married, my husband was sent by Chrysler to Turkey and Italy to put up missiles just before the 60s, probably with crisis with Cuba. And they had several sites in Italy, several sites in Turkey where the missiles were to go up. And they were just about completed when the crisis with Cuba came along. And negotiations were going on, so we thought we would have to be sent home immediately. But after a while, America and Cuba must have made a deal of some sort. We were all told to go home.
Events that happened.
Well, I've been trying to think. Of course, I didn't live up here. I hadn't lived up here very long. I'm originally from Texas. Well, I've been trying to.
And the thing of it is, I forget
so
myself.
In 1962, we came home, and the missile crisis with Russia was over. So they must have made a deal to scrap the missiles, because we stopped building missiles.
It's a dry, very dry. Didn't have much rain.
It was an interesting 18 months.
And of course, they have a lot of packages out there.
And so was Italy.
And tumbleweeds.
What else?
Have you heard about tumbleweeds?
Well,
when these tumbleweeds get to rolling and they run up, they want to hit you. You can't reach down and pull it off of you because it's covered up with stickers.
That's
and
what
somebody
I
has to take a stick and prize it off of you.
How about trying one at a time?
So they can write about it in music, but there's nothing romantic about a tumbling tumbleweed, don't you? And
I wondered about.
They have beautiful sunsets there. And the mountains are pretty, but they're bare. There's not very many trees. Being so dry, there's not.
I have to wait till she's done. She
vegetation.
Says to take one at a time because we're both talking at the same time. I think they're getting me gobbledygook.
Well, mine is probably gobbledygook anyway.
So what did you just ask me?
Do you remember your school principal's name?
Oh, yes. I remember. She was Sister Mary Ernestine. She was a tall, imposing-looking nun. Very strict, but we really loved her because she was a very fair person.
What's your last name? Mary?
Sister Ernestine. M. Ernestine, you can put down. E-R-N-E-S-T-I-N-E. And what else would you like? Oh, I brought something here that, if you boys are interested in cars, this is the 100th year since the birth of the car, and this has pictures, 24 pictures of cars from the year 1885 to the year 1985. After this, maybe you can take a look at that.
Mike, do you want to stop here and record it to drop them all to you?
I was showing Meldrum here some pictures of the olden days, and I asked him what this was. Do you know what that is? It's a popcorn popper. See, we could do this at the fireplace, or we could use it at the kitchen stove. And you would have to shake it and shake it so that you wouldn't burn up all the popcorn. And it worked pretty well, but not as good as today's microwave popping oven. And I showed him this. Have you seen a stove like that? Okay, that's the kind we had in our living room, in our dining room, rather. And it's a big, silvery thing with small eyes and glass windows. And you could see the fire through these eyes and glass windows. And it was up to the boy to keep, you either use coal or wood in those. Up to an 11-year-old boy to keep the coal box full with wood or coal. And let's see what else. This is an old-fashioned kitchen stove. And this is how we warmed our, as I said, our feet at night. If it was so cold, it would warm a room maybe, and then you'd have a stove in the dining room which would warm the dining room and possibly the living room. But we did not have central heating like you have today, where you can push a button and warm all the rooms. And what else? And as I say, we walked to school. Our clothes were different. We had we never wore tennis shoes in the classroom. Anything else? We had no computers.
I'm sorry that we didn't start out like that, so that you better talk to you and then to me.
I wondered about it, but I didn't say.
But you should have said something, because I didn't think about it. And you could give them a lot of facts, see, that I...
Well, can you see how it sounds?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Before we got a modern refrigerator, we had what they called an icebox. And it was kind of a rectangular thing that stood on four legs with a varnished finish. And to the right side of it was a large opening where you put at least 25 or 50 pound blocks of ice. And below it you had to have a drip pan, because that ice would drip and melt, of course. And that's how many times we had our icebox on the porch, luckily, because many times that darn drip pan would overflow if we forgot to empty it. So when we finally got our new refrigerator, oh, I'll never forget how thrilled we were and how we kept opening and closing that door to see how that light worked. We wondered if it was dark inside when the door was closed. So after almost an all day, Mother and Dad had lots of patience because they let us fool around with that door all day. And then finally we got tired of it. We really became quite used to the refrigerator in no time. It's amazing how easily you get accustomed to comforts. So that was the first fridge we ever had. Our first radio was a thrill too, possibly even more so to our dad, because to get, when radios first came out, they were things of beauty. The cabinet was always beautifully shaped, And ours had lovely acorns all around it. And that's when we listened to Eddie Cantor so much. Dad really liked his program. And what else?
I just happened to think when you were telling about the ice box that our milk was delivered by a man in a cart pulled by a horse, as a rule, and he would bring it up, put it on our doorstep, and pick up the empty bottles, it come in bottles, and went back and got in his wagon.
And also, the ice would be delivered in a horse-drawn carriage, and you would have a card marked 25 or 50. If you wanted 50 pounds, you put that card in the window, and the iceman would come and bring 50 pounds of ice for you. If you wanted 25, of course, you turned it around to the other. What we liked best was walking in the drip drip of the ice with our bare feet. It would be so nice and cold on our feet. And so many times we'd just follow that iceman so that he'd give us slivers of ice, and we'd eat those. That was our fun. You've never done that, have you?
Yeah.
Have you? Oh, good.
I would take all of our ice cubes.
Mm-hmm. On a hot June or July day, it was really nice. We enjoyed that.
When your computer came out, did it surprise you?
Well,
computer. Did it surprise you when it came out?
I suppose gradually, it didn't really surprise us when it came out because it was such a gradual introduction, you know, first from one thing to the other. It's a marvel to me yet, yes, and I think for the coming generation, everything's going to be computerized. So the thing to do is to learn everything about it.
I would say that the most interesting thing that happened was putting a man on the moon. And that was something that I consider the greatest accomplishment.
Pets? Yes, we had pets.
That they could actually go that far and they didn't have any accidents. That was what was so marvelous, that they never had any bad accidents.
Well, I always had great faith in America. It seemed to me whatever we would do would be right.
Well, that's the way with me. I just never expected them to have it because they were so thorough, so brilliant. They had such brilliant science.
Right. And even when we were going across during the war on the Queen Elizabeth on a troop ship, I never really worried that we would be downed in any way. We crossed safely, we came back safely. He asked about pets. I remember a great big old lumbering dog called Muffy. He was black and white, and when he was in the backyard, he had his house there, his dog house. And in the summertime,
yes.
Did you ever see a cow step under a fence?
No. No. In the summertime, he would be so hot and his tongue would be hanging out. It always reminded me of a slice of ham. This long tongue of Muffy's. That was the best pet I remember.
What kind of a dog was
it? It must have been a Heinz variety.
What was your favorite animal?
That means a mix of everything.
What was your favorite animal?
Oh, a dog. I always loved dogs. Of course, I'm just an animal lover. I can't understand how anybody can go out and kill a deer. I think they're the most beautiful. They're so majestic looking. And how they can kill them, I don't know.
Oh.
Did you have a lot of animals when you were younger?
Not really. Living in town, it kept me from having very many. But I generally managed to have a dog and maybe a cat. I really didn't care too much for cats. The dog was most important.
Were you surprised when people started having birds for pets?
When they started having birds?
Yeah.
No, because even when we were young, Mother had canaries. We liked canaries. They sang beautifully for us in the morning. After a while, we got so used to them, we kind of got tired of them because they did wake us up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Whatever animal you have, it means responsibility.
Oh, absolutely.
Even little canaries, they would have leaned all their feathers and seeds around the cage. You had to clean that up. So Mother thought it was a good way of teaching us a little responsibility. How about you? Do you have pets?
Yeah. I have a rabbit named Thumper, a dog named Butch, which is a border collie.
I thought of something.
And have two different colored eyes.
It went. Maybe it'll come back. And do you take care of them all?
Yeah.
Their VMs and all?
And I also have two lovebirds. One female named Moose.
I know a lot about children and their eating habits.
David. Do you know where
I
got from?
I had
David.
25 years in the school food service.
Those are my ask my mom.
I know you like hamburgers.
She got Moose from the and one Bible, and I
parents?
Got David from David and
God. No. I was just saying that for fun.
I've been reading
carrot
the
strips, but I'm sure you don't like these
and
cooked
some
carrots.
Of the names.
But that I
me
love.
L-I-A.
When it comes time for me to read
and there it was in the
that
Bible.
Was the hardest thing I ever done. I enjoyed it. I love feeding my
daughter
kids.
Has a daughter named
over at Paige, I have a lot of mothers up there that love kids.
He has a daughter named
There's one that really cares about a lot of us. Her name's Helen.
After I retired, I went back and worked extra. And these little children where I had worked, they would come and ask me if they could put the chairs on the table. And I'd have to say, you don't ask me, ask your manager. I'm just working here today. But it made me feel so good to think that they would ask me. They thought I had come back to work again.
Did you think that they're gonna bring out TV?
No, I never had such a great imagination as imagining television in your own home. I know my father would be just enchanted with something like this. When it first came out, of course, Uncle Milty, or Milton Berle, who's practically, I think, 80 now, was one of the most favorite fellows on TV. And we had a very, very small screen when we moved from my mother's house to our first home on St. Mary's in Northwest Detroit. The only thing we had in our living room was a small TV on a
car. Is there something you like that?
And we enjoyed it.
Was it a problem? Figuring out how to work it.
Well, I'll tell you another thing. Today, all you need to do is press that button and your program comes on and good color comes on. Our first televisions, it seems I never could adjust. Lucky my husband was a television man and he would fiddle with the knobs and get a good picture. Many times I'd get a real green face and everything else was off color. Today it's much easier to turn that TV on.
Were you excited over the TV?
What?
Were you excited when they came out with TV?
Oh, yes, I did. I thought it was just marvelous that we could have a picture.
That's okay.
We got the first one in the neighborhood, and the people around us would come and watch the program. One of the first programs was for the kids. It's Howdy Doody time.
If you want to take us and look at it.
And it was really exciting for the children. And then they saw lots of old movies. And then it gradually got better. I have lived through all the wars.
And you know, there was so...
Starting out with World War I.
Children were not influenced by
all of them.
How did you
react
to World War II?
Some of the things they see on TV.
It was...
But if your parents teach you...
I never will forget the day that... this, of course, was Pearl Harbor. When I was in the house and my baby was sitting in his basket right by the radio, and the words come over the radio saying, "We are being bombed by the Japanese," and such a horrible feeling came over me.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It was terrible. I reacted more to that than I did World War II. It kind of come on gradually with no bombing. But the Japanese bombing Pearl Harbor was such a terrible thing. It just kind of made everybody just stop and breathe. It was just such a horrible announcement. And World War II, we were rationed. Not very much sugar, not very many pairs of shoes. But we just did it. We done everything so that we would win the war. And women worked in the building planes and ships. And everybody worked together. And and we won.
You asked about stores. We had stores almost on every corner. Those were what they called it in mom and pop stores, where just a husband and wife would have a small store. It could be a grocery store, or it could be a candy store, but those were fascinating stores to walk into. First of all, they had sawdust on the floor, walking with that. And as I said before, the store would smell so good. You would have all kinds of meats, and you would buy what they call on the book. You wouldn't have to use money. The butcher would have a book, and you would have a book. And if you bought, say, some meat for 75 cents, he'd mark that book, and he'd mark your book, too. Then at the end of 2 weeks, or on payday, your mother would go in and pay up her bill, and then the butcher would give you a piece of candy or something or other. And we also had an awful lot of penny candy, like Mary Jane's and root beer barrels and what other kind of candy. And it was more fun to go into the store than, oh, here it is. I wrote this. I loved shuffling my feet through the sawdust on the floor. A glass enclosed counter housed all the lunch meats and cuts of pork chops, ribs, beef, and pork. Nothing was prepackaged like it is today. One could always see the meat one was to buy. Since shopping was a daily experience, we bought in small amounts, as the icebox we had wasn't very large. We charged on the book. Never paid for soup bowls, and they were always tossed in as an extra. The counter that always drew me like a magnet was the candy counter. The fragrance was different here. My mouth waters as I think about it. Well, you know what I mean. Everybody likes candy, and we looked at all the candy. We might have a nickel in our hands, and it took us 10-15 minutes to decide on what to buy. Finally, we bought it.
How much did the candy cost? Was it cheap or expensive?
It was much cheaper than it is today. You'd get two for a penny, two Mary Janes for a penny. It was all penny candy. Now you can hardly find any anywhere.
I can go down to the corner drugstore and get a Coke for a nickel.
Ice cream cones, a nickel.
Yeah, everything was
cherry
a nickel.
Cokes.
Most candy bars were a nickel.
Lovely prices. But our paydays were not as good as my husband's here already. As good as they are today.
Where's your husband?
He's sitting over there. In a blue jacket there. He came to pick me up. I think this is going to be over with any minute now, isn't it? Yeah, they're almost there. Well, boys, it was nice talking to you. I hope you learned a little something.
Yeah, thanks.
Did you find it interesting?
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yes, I have enjoyed talking to you.
Take care now. Be careful out there.
Will you write your name, please, on this map?
Yeah.
I suppose there. You could turn that on.
Write it.